This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
During the last week, in fact on the 25th of May to be exact, the Star Observer published a letter by Andrew Lee, the federal member for Ferner in the ACT. Andrew Lee argues that there is much to be done in Australia, but there's much more to be done around the world around LGBTI rights. We have reached a fabulous position here in Australia. Of course, there's more to do, especially when you hear about the attempts by conservative forces to try to reintroduce things like conversion therapy. We do have Andrew Lee on the phone with us this morning, who's going to talk with us about his letter. Good morning, Andrew.
G'day, great to be with you.
Excellent to have you here this morning. It's a crisp, sunny but cold Melbourne morning.
I bet it's a bit colder in Canberra.
I've just been out at the netball courts with my middle son, and it's certainly chilly over here.
There you go. We were quite moved by your letter in the Star Observer. You listed a number of nations that have extraordinary positions on LGBTI people. For example, in places like Iran, gay men are sometimes hanged. In Russia, homophobic violence is clearly on the rise. In Syria, there are media reports of LGBTI individuals being thrown from tall buildings. What's going on, Andrew?
Well, this is shocking when you look around the world. There's an international organisation that does a report called the State-Sponsored Homophobia Report. And it talks about the fact that there are still 8 countries in which people are sometimes put to death for same-sex acts. There's 72 countries in the world that criminalise consensual homosexual activity, which means in more than a third of the world's nations, we've got laws that Australia scrubbed off the statute books decades ago. We've just seen this spectacle in Malaysia of the former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim being released from jail on these charges of sodomy. But, of course, the anti-sodomy laws are still on the books in Malaysia, Section 377 of their penal code. And so that's there hanging over the heads of LGBT plus people in Malaysia.
So what can Australians do? What can Australians do to influence some of these policies and attitudes, dare I say, in other parts of the world?
Well, there's a bunch of things. In our aid program over recent years, we've prioritised gender rights, and I think we can do the same for LGBT plus rights in terms of how our corporations approach other countries. I think it is important that they speak for Australian values, one of which is surely the right of people, regardless of their sexuality, to be treated with the same level of respect. And in terms of local campaigns, I think it'd be terrific to take just a fraction of the energy that we had in Australia around making marriage equality a reality and turn that to getting rid of some of these laws around the globe that criminalise homosexual acts.
Andrew, I understand that you spoke about this in Parliament just recently. I think it would have been a couple of days before this article was published in the Star Observer. What motivated you to actually talk about this in Parliament?
Well, I'm an egalitarian, and so I'm concerned about issues of equality, whether that's between rich and poor, men and women, between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australians. And so this, for me, is a natural outgrowth of that. I suppose it's also an issue I've been fairly focused on since serving as Michael Kirby's High Court Associate in the mid-1990s. And Michael Kirby's somebody who's done a lot for arguing for equality, not just in Australia, but around the globe.
It sounds like you had a great mentor.
I certainly did. I learned more from Michael than from anybody except my parents. and the way in which he was constantly out there making the case for universal human rights is just critical. You'd see him engage with people who would think that it was absolutely obvious that we had to close the gap between rich and poor, but then would be supporting the criminalisation of sodomy, and he'd just be making the case that equality must be universal.
Andrew, it's Macca, and yes, I want to congratulate you on what you wrote in your speech as well. Just to go back briefly to how this impacts, you know, in terms of our aid budget and our relationships with other countries, can we look forward, if Labor wins the next election, to Labor taking, I won't use the term a harder line, a more robust line with countries that we have diplomatic relations with that are allowing, you know, things like hangings and imprisonment and, you know, incredibly, you know, violent discrimination against the LGBTI community? Can we look forward to Labor taking a more robust position on that?
Well, absolutely. And I think nobody's better placed to do it than Penny Wong. Penny's somebody who's been thinking incredibly hard about the big issues in international affairs, the rise of China, how we manage the complexities in the European Union. But somebody who's also passionately committed to human rights. And her views on equality, I think, will be reflected in how we approach countries around the globe.
And if I can ask, a little bit outside your portfolio, but
sure,
the Philip Ruddock inquiry into religious freedoms, which we haven't seen. I don't know if it's been the government has shown it to the opposition yet. But
no.
It seems to be freedom from information. We need the information.
But let the report free, you're saying?
Yeah, we need some divine intervention, perhaps, to get it released. What is your view? Do you believe that there is sufficient religious protections within Australia? We don't need to change the law, and particularly if it's going to discriminate against another section of the community. What are your thoughts, Andrew?
Well, we'll certainly take the report seriously, but I think any attempt to roll back discrimination laws would be pretty strongly resisted. Australians didn't vote for marriage equality in last year's plebiscite in order to see more legalised discrimination against same-sex attracted Australians. There's already some exemptions there, but I think we'd be pretty sceptical about the need to widen any discrimination exemptions. The story of anti-discrimination laws over the years has been that increasingly we have updated them, and those updates have been not in the order of allowing more discrimination, but having less discrimination.
Well, perhaps we can change the law so Erica Betts can marry the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I thought that was...
Erica, I don't know, Macca. I mean, why don't you just stick to animals instead?
Well, no, we'll leave that to Corey Bernardi. That's his. He was the one that said marriage equality, what would be next would be animals.
That's right. He did too.
Now, I'm going to put you totally...
We've seen that left, right and centre, right? We've seen the massive plans to pet weddings just exploding, haven't we?
I know.
Along with the locusts that are plaguing the earth,
yes.
The frogs falling from the sky.
Now, speaking about locusts, One Nation seems to be disintegrating again, Andrew. Did you happen to see Pauline on Sky News?
Look, I did. I think increasingly they're showing themselves to be a pretty tightly controlled fringe party of extremists, and you know they're observing the standard bee-like patterns of minor parties. You know, they make a lot of buzzing, but as soon as they try to sting anyone, then they'll probably go around the corner and die.
Yes, she might be the queen bee, but I think the hive's disintegrating.
Oh, very good.
You can use that. Look, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your words and your speech. We look forward to speaking to you again soon. It's always, you know, fantastic when our community, when we see our straight allies, standing up for us and advocating for us, it does make a difference. Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you deliver when you're in government.
Yes.
We'll certainly be doing our best there. But yes, it would be a very sad world indeed if the only people who spoke out for minority rights were the minorities themselves.
Yes.
Andrew, thank you very much for your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of your basketball session with your middle child.
Yes.
That was Andrew Lee, the federal member for
Fenner,
which is a seat in the ACT.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.